from Two Boys Kissing by David Levithan. There are few things that can make us quite as happy as a gay prom. Right now, 9:03 on that Friday night, we're in a town with the improbable name of Kindling. It's a dull, quiet town, its architecture as beautiful as the word municipal. It is an unlikely place for a blue-haired boy and a pink-haired boy to meet. Kindling does not have enough gay kids to support a prom on its own, so tonight the cars drive in from far and wide. There are boys in tuxedos, boys adorned with flowers, boys in torn hoodies, boys in ties as skinny as their jeans, boys in ironic taffeta gowns, boys in unironic taffeta gowns, boys in V-neck t-shirts, boys who feel awkward wearing dress shoes. And girls, girls wearing all these things, driving to the same place. When we were in high school, hair existed on the bland spectrum of black, brown, orange, blonde, grey, white. But tonight, in Kindling, we have Ryan walking into the community centre with his hair dyed a robin's egg blue. 10 minutes later, Avery walks in with his hair the colour of a Mary Kay Cadillac. Ryan's hair is spiked like the surface of a rocky ocean, while Avery swoops gently over his eyes. Ryan is from Kindling, and Avery's from Marigold, a town 40 miles away. We can tell immediately that they've never met, and that they are going to. We are not unanimous about the hair. Some of us think it is ridiculous to have blue hair or pink hair. Others of us wish we could go back and make our hair mimic the jello our mothers would serve us in the afternoon. We are rarely unanimous about anything. Some of us loved. Some of us couldn't. Some of us were loved, some of us weren't. Some of us never understood what the fuss was about. Some of us wanted it so badly that we died trying. Some of us swear we died of heartbreak, not AIDS. Ryan walks into the prom, and then Avery walks in 10 minutes later. We know what's going to happen. We have witnessed this scene so many times before. We just don't know if it will work. Or if it will last. Ryan and Avery do not see us. They do not know us, or need us, or feel us in the room. They don't even see each other until about 20 minutes into the prom. Ryan sees Avery over the head of a 13-year-old boy in, it's true, so gay, rainbow suspenders. He spots Avery's hair first, then Avery, and Avery looks up at just that moment and sees the blue-haired boy glancing his way. Some of us applaud. Others look away, because it hurts too much. We always underestimated our own participation in magic. That is, we thought of magic as something that existed with or without us, but that's not true. Things are not magical because they've been conjured for us by some outside force. They are magical because we create them, and then deem them so. Ryan and Avery will say the first moment they spoke, the first moment they danced, was magical. But they were the ones, no one else, nothing else, who gave it the magic. We know. We were there.